Reading is taken from Matthew chapter 2 and verses 9 to 12. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen.
We believe the message of Jesus is joy to the whole world, whether they realise it or not, or whether they're expecting it or not. Jesus is coming into the world was for everyone, and it was not just for the Jewish people, it was for everyone. And when you look into the story of the Nativity, you see all kinds of different people that are involved. Just to illustrate that point, the rich and the poor, male, female, black, white, and the clever and the not so clever. All of these people are involved in the story, and we are looking for the next few minutes at the clever, if you like, those wise men who were part of the Christmas story, the Magi, as they're sometimes called. And they were in the East, and they were advisors in biblical times, to be honest, as now. They had advisors around them, and they were people like astrologers, magicians, wise men, people who would read the signs of the times, or they would interpret dreams, that kind of thing. And the king would call upon them to do this thing. And these wise men were those kind of men. They were on the astrologers. They were on that side of things. And so they come, they see a star when they're looking, that seems to infer that a great Jewish king is about to be born. And so they set out because they want to find this king. They want to see where he is. And they come expecting to worship him. They bring gifts of gold and frankincense, which was used in worship, and myrrh, which was also used to prepare a body for burial. And they come from the East, and they get to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the place where the kings were. And they get to this place and they start asking the question, where is he that is born King of the Jews? And because we've seen his star in the East, the biblical account says, and we've come to worship him. And when Herod and the religious leaders get wind of this and hear what they're saying, they are very troubled. And Herod calls the religious leaders and he says to them, what does it say in the scriptures about where a Jewish king is to be born? And as they look at the scriptures and what the prophets had said, they bring out the word of God that the king would be born in Bethlehem. And so Herod calls the wise men to him secretly. And he said, look, when did you first see this star? And he's, I guess, trying to ascertain when this king could have been born. You know, is he a threat right now? When did you see him? And so they tell Herod, and he said, well, it seems from the scriptures that he's going to be born in Bethlehem. And so he sends them to Bethlehem with the instruction, when you found him, come back and let me know. Basically, because Herod was going to kill the child, but the wise men did not know that. And so the wise men set out and they are led by the star. It appears again in the sky and it takes them right to the place where Jesus is. And it tells us this in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 9. After they had heard the king, Herod that is, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. They were thrilled. The star that they'd seen in the east appeared again. And so they knew they were on the right lines. Confirmation, if you like, of what they had already seen themselves. And so they were absolutely thrilled when the star appears. And it leads them right to the house where Jesus is. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their own country by another route. And so here you've got this little story with a lot in it, if you like, of the wise men who see this star. They're not Jews, but they see this star and they want to come and see where this king is so that they can worship him too. And just looking at the story of the wise men, what can we learn from these clever people? Well, number one, you may be clever, but you don't know everything. You know, they came to Jerusalem, which was the place of the kings, looking for the king. They didn't know that Jesus wasn't that kind of king. And in your life, you may have things all figured out. You may have decided how things are. You're clever, but always remember this. You don't know everything. You don't know everything. Secondly, always be prepared to be surprised. Recognize there's always more to be discovered. And you know, that's especially true where Jesus is concerned. Be open to being surprised. You know, I'm confident that the wise men would have been surprised to see the humble home where Jesus was. It wasn't a place, a kingly palace, if you like. It wasn't that kind of thing. It was humble surroundings. Don't miss the amazing because you're not open to being surprised. And thirdly, never stop looking. These men travelled a long way to find what they'd never experienced before. They weren't looking for something they knew. They were looking for something they didn't know about, and they weren't disappointed. You know, something of the atmosphere in that humble home was electric. And when they came into that place, they knew they were in the presence of someone greater than they were. And they fell at his feet and they worshipped him and they offered their gifts. Joy has come to the clever. Don't let cleverness be a barrier to being surprised. And never stop looking. It was worth it all for these wise men, and it's worth it all for you now. Don't let what you know stop you from seeing what you don't. I want to say that again because it's important. Don't let what you know stop you from seeing what you don't. Jesus brings a joy that blows your mind. Amen.